commence drawing, commence record. Have I put on my voice yet?
Yeah.
I have.
I know you're recording. Can't fool me anymore, David. I know you too well.
Oh, God.
Hello, hello, hello. Do that.
Which?
You always do that. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, hello. Do I do hello, hello, hello?
You always do that.
Do I? Or is it?
You do. Listen back.
Doubting myself, no.
Yeah. Come on. Just go natural and you'll do it.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't think I say hello, 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 do I?
You
do. God.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to have to rethink this. You're beginning to focus in too much. Yeah, 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 yeah. In fact, last night your husband asked me, he said, it was a bit like an interview. He asked me, where do you see the podcast going in 3 to 6 months? I said, the way things are going, I'll probably get the red card in a few months.
Not at all.
She wants more, somebody with a bigger profile,
no,
younger,
no,
taller.
No. You're grand, you'll do for now.
Thanks very much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That's it.
What you say.
I was doubting myself.
Totally freaking you out.
Episode 35 of the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. That's Sarah.
Hello.
And I'm David. Never Dave.
Never Dave.
We've got lots of stuff to talk about today. We normally start with food.
Mm-hmm.
Today, different.
Okay.
We're going to start with our two-word quick quiz.
Oh, God, Jesus, don't give me a chance to warm my brain
you
up.
Come in here all tired and busy and a long day standing at the side of a pitch and
frozen,
cold and hungry. So there's no better way
to
challenge the mind. Right. I only have a few this week and I think you're going to get them all.
Okay.
No pressure or anything, no. Hillary's husband.
Clinton.
I thought I was thinking, but I said
it. You were thinking about my
That's going to be your mother-in-law, yeah. Bill Clinton. Correct. Purple Rain.
Prince.
Poker Face.
Lady Gaga.
I couldn't read my writing there. Pokes. Gack.
I definitely wouldn't have got that.
The Office.
Ricky Gervais.
Jesus. Fresh Prince.
Of Bel-Air. Will Smith.
Material Girl.
Oh, Madonna, these are so easy to do. You did these on the way in the car.
I did not.
You did like what I do.
Frog Chorus.
Oh, Christmas Song. Bum,
bum, Frog.
Bum.
Hiya.
Love that song. That's my favourite Christmas song. It's actually not a Christmas song.
No. No, no, no. I played it once on the radio in the middle of the year and people were saying, what are you playing a Christmas song?
Was it the Beatles or was it Your Man on His Own?
Who was Your Man on His Own?
Your Man in the Beatles. What's his name?
Which one?
Your man, McCarthy. Paul McCarthy.
McCarthy, is it?
He's Irish. He's from down Derry Wash.
Paul McCartney is right. 1, 2, 3. I just count them up. As they do in best radio programs, they go, see how you got on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got them all.
Oh, I got them all. What's my prize?
Your prize is... I don't know. I'll have to think of a prize. So there we go. That has woken us up, I think. And we're going to talk about food. And yes, you know what? We are 3 weeks today.
Powering in.
Is Christmas Day.
It is powering in.
It's powering in is right. And we're going to talk about the Christmas hamper.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Christmas hamper.
Christmas hamper is a great one to get for people who kind of are really, really hard to buy for. So a food hamper is always great. So you can get like really nice tins of biscuits,
mm-hmm,
you know, some nice wine. If you wanted to get like a voucher for a butcher's. And I think it's a really good idea to give the hamper ahead of Christmas. So give it to people kind of like a week before.
Mm.
So that, you know the way you go off and you buy all the biscuits and stuff. Wouldn't it be lovely to get a big hamper with loads of stuff in it? I'd love that now. If you want to buy me a Christmas present.
I was just about to say there's a bit of a hint there now.
Bit of an hour head in there. But would you like that? Well,
yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I think in a hamper. Now, you can get hampers that do lovely local produce, which is fabulous.
Mm, but make it up yourself.
And you can get hampers that will do stuff that you'll never eat.
Completely. That's where if you make it yourself, you're putting right stuff in.
Yeah. So, like the likes of Barry's Tea or... Yeah. Crackers, mm, or
nice crackers,
yeah.
And then you can put like things like presents. If you had little bits like gloves or slippers or whatever, you could put them in there too.
Hot water bottle.
Right, I don't know now if I'd be well after today. Definitely, I'm bringing a hot water bottle to rugby training the next time. But yeah, no, Christmas hamper is a great idea. And just go into your local flower shop and they'll give you the cellophane stuff. You can buy that by the meter. It's like a euro.
Okay.
And get a nice basket, even a nice basket to put it in. People will use that afterwards for like whatever bits and bobs, laundry or toilet rolls or whatever. So that's a really good gift idea. And to give it ahead is even better.
Yeah.
You know?
So the week, so rocking up the week before and saying, here's a little present for you.
Yeah, I've left something on your doorstep. Would that be lovely?
I've also left a hamper. The other thing was from my husband. He had some Guinness last night. He's sorry about it. He apologises. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So they're so hard to buy for. It's really hard to buy for people.
Really hard to buy for people. And if you do it individually as well. So you know, if we say somebody in your house is diabetic.
Yeah.
You know that you're not going to be buying them a load of sweets.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually, I wanted to talk about sweets and the Christmas collection of sweets at the minute. Have you had the sweets in yet? Have you brought in the quality street yet?
I have a few things hidden, but what I do every year is I hide them and then I forget where I've hidden them and I find them in March. Oh, God, it's like 15 tins of quality street there.
Not joking you. We were doing the Christmas decorations today. And the year has gone by so fast in so many ways that we found a Christmas card.
Yeah.
To somebody in the house. And I said, they've left that there since last Christmas.
Yeah.
And Jane says, open it up there and see. There was a few bob in it.
Was there?
Yeah.
And you probably didn't even acknowledge
Walked by it every day for a year.
Oh my God, that's gas.
Yeah, and when I say it was a few bob, it was only a few bob.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but it was all right. Bob.
Better than a kick in the arse.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the Quality Street, the Quality Street, they were out in August.
What's your favourite? Do you like the Tin of Heroes, the Roses, the Quality Street, or what are the real old ones from the 80s?
Season's Greetings.
Yeah, Season's Greetings.
Oh, you were fans of those ones now.
Yeah.
The jellies in them or some hard
I
ones?
I don't know. What they were just always remind me of being a kid, the Season's Greetings.
Mm.
And you can now, I think it's Harrods in London do, it's like a pick-a-mix for Quality Street. So everybody loves the big purple one with the caramel and the nut in it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be my favourite now.
Would it not?
No, I'd like the long one, the toffee one.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, that's a nice one. And I actually like the navy one, which I think is coconutty. I think people don't like that one.
Yeah, that's a coconutty one. I just think they're wrapping. But you can go into Harrods in London, I think it's Harrods in London, and you can fill your own box with whatever you want.
Uh-huh. Box full of the favourite ones. Yeah. Roses would have been our favourites growing up, but I think these days roses don't have enough in them and they're too sweet.
There's never enough in them.
No.
Yeah.
They're all beginning to kind
of... Sure, you're getting a tin for fiver.
Yeah.
Two for a tenner.
And for the roses, there's an awful lot of wrapping in them. You're like, there's a lot of wastage in the rose. What else do we talk about? What was the other one?
I don't know.
The Heroes. Oh, you said Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Not fan of the Heroes.
Yeah.
There's a lot left over that you don't eat.
Yeah. There's a few all right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what was in it. There's little mini double-deckers and things like that, isn't it?
Heroes. Yeah, and like Maltesers and coconut ones. What are the coconut? Bounties.
Bounties. Yeah. People leave the Bounties behind, but I like the Bounty.
I don't really know.
Not a fan of the Bounty. No, is it the texture?
You just kind of need to be in the mood for coconut, I think.
Is it when you
get stuck in your teeth?
You go to the last thing and you go, oh, feck it, there's like four bounties left.
I know,
Well, I'm going to have to eat them now.
Yeah, and I have to say I like a metal tin. You know the way roses are in like a plastic tin? It's not the same.
The worst thing in the world.
What?
The worst thing in the world. You've just brought me back to being about 11.
What?
Is when in the middle of February you find a tin of roses and it's the metal tin.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God. I found a tin of roses.
Yeah.
And you open it up and it's the sewing kit.
Yeah. Totally.
It's the shock and disappointment of all children in the 80s.
Keep them tins now and sure you never put anything into them.
So no.
You've just got a press full of empty tins.
Okay, but I don't mind any of the chocolates. The off thing about it is if they're there, you'll eat them.
Yeah.
But I want to talk. I'll talk about that in a little while because I see it written in my notes here of something that I think is quite interesting. And actually, we mentioned coconut there, and that moves us on from sweets to curry.
Yes. Little discovery this week, actually. It was a follower who messaged me in. Her husband is Indian, and I had posted about my lovely coconut tomato-based chicken curry that's on my Instagram page. And she said, try it with Greek yogurt instead of the coconut milk. So I said, try it. It's not hardly going to make a big difference. But it really made it like a proper Indian takeaway, the texture that it made.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a little top tip. And a lot of people have messaged me going, not a fan of coconut milk, or what can I replace it with? So there you go, Greek yogurt.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yogurt normally takes down the heat of a curry.
Yeah.
You know, they say if you see the lads eating the chilies,
yeah,
and they'll go for a yogurt or they'll go for milk, something to try and take it down.
Yeah.
Does the Greek yogurt have the same effect or does it...
I don't know. I don't mind it hot, you see, so...
Do you like it hot?
Yeah, I like hot curry.
Yeah. So do I. I like a good, strong curry. Yeah. There's no point, lads, in these old, the Madras
ones. You obviously
ones.
Don't put the Madras. You obviously don't put coriander in your curry. Because you don't like coriander.
Well, I don't make my curry. If you make curry for me and there's coriander in it, I'll eat it.
You'll eat it. Yeah.
I think I've eaten it a few times.
You have?
And it was very nice. I think my sister put spinach in her once. She puts a lot of spinach in her curry.
That's a good idea.
She likes that. But I do like a curry now. Mm. We go for the chicken bouna.
Okay.
I like that. That's tomato based. Yeah. It's nice. I wouldn't be awful adventurous when it comes to the real, real hot ones in case you got, you know, an Irish blowout.
Oh, yeah. You want to have it at home, like.
You'd want
you
to
don't
be there.
Want to be going to the pub for a load of Guinness afterwards.
No.
That would be a bad idea.
You'd be saying if nobody could smell you, then they must all have COVID because you're stink.
Good clear out.
Good clear out is right. And the other thing from food we want to talk about this week is chicken. And this time, honey and mustard chicken. Now, that sounds really nice.
So I was in the house there last week and I had nothing. I hadn't done a shop. I was going, what am I going to do? All I have is chicken breasts and not a lot else. So what I decided to do was honey and mustard chicken. So I did a bit of looking online at different recipes and there always something needed, something that I didn't have. So I came up with the most gorgeous recipe. I made it and then I demoed it on my page and loads of people made it afterwards. I couldn't get over how easy and quick it is. So what I did was my chicken breasts, chopped them up into nice... I always flash my breasts.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I always bash...
my breasts.
my chicken breasts in a Ziploc bag to tenderise them. And
it's a great idea.
They'll cook a lot quicker, right? So you get your chicken breasts, bash them, and then cut them up maybe into 3 bits per chicken breast.
What kind of chicken? Is it corn fed?
Yeah. So put them into a bowl with 2 tablespoons of flour, a little salt and pepper, a teaspoon of garlic powder. Garlic powder is a great one to give a really good flavour.
Right.
Okay, so put them all in a bowl, mix it all up into a hot pan, fry that off, and then you want to add in your frozen wine. I had the wine frozen in the Ziploc bag, so I threw that in and let that reduce down. Bingo. Then I added in a clove of garlic crushed. Everybody has a clove of garlic, right? Mm-hmm. So then you get 2 tablespoons of mustard, the Dijon mustard, and a tablespoon of honey. Everybody has that. And add that into your chicken, right? And then about half a pint of stock. Whisk that in and you've got the sauce nice and thick because you've got the flour and in the chicken. And then if you want to add a little splash of cream, that makes it really creamy. And there you go.
And what are you serving it with?
We had it with mash, but you could have that with, again, you could have it with rice.
Rice, yeah.
You could, it'd be lovely with pasta. Mm. If you chop the chicken up nice and small.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So loads of people tried it and loved how easy it was with little ingredients. And you can freeze the wine. Everybody has mustard and honey. Everybody has garlic. And that's it. Get the garlic powder. It's a handy one.
Yeah. I do like the honey and mustard chicken, though. It just sounds nice.
And it was lovely the next day. I had some leftovers, so I did that again. Use your leftovers in like a baguette. With loads of lettuce.
Wow.
Mayonnaise. Crunchy baguette. Yum.
Very good.
Really good.
As we always say in this podcast, waste not, want not.
Yeah.
You will use everything. There's nothing going in the bin. It'll all be used.
Always make a little extra.
Batch. Cook.
Yeah. Two extra breasts.
Go back through. There's 34 episodes before this one. It's all in there. You'll find it. All the little tricks and the tips on how to do your little shop and all that kind of stuff, particularly when you're coming up to the run up to Christmas.
Yeah. I did loads of work this week, didn't I?
No.
As I'm looking at a blank page.
Oops. But, you know, as we always say every week, you've been
very busy. I'm very, very busy. Very busy lady.
Trying to find out what filter will you put on us this week?
Oh my God, you know what? I actually blocked my first follower yesterday.
Oh wow.
Because she sent me, now the filter that I use, it's a very mild one and it's called Retro Babe because it's the mildest one. But it just kind of takes away if you have any spots or any crazy blemishes. Hold on.
During the week you said to me, look at the horn growing out of the side of my face.
I didn't go at it. I didn't go at it and I put Cedar Cream on it. But anyways, didn't I get a message from this one last night?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, right, you're done. Can you please stop using that filter as it's something about her eyes or she finds it difficult to view it? Now it's like, I'll show it to you. It's so basic.
Yeah. Can we do it as an experiment at the end? And
We can. Okay. And did I screenshot her message? But yeah, that's what she said. Can you please, can you please, or can you stop? She didn't even say please. Can you stop using that filter? I find it hard to watch your stories with it. And I just was like, you're gone. Block. see if I can find it. So I blocked, yeah, my first person that I blocked. Oh, and you know, she, and it's funny when people message you. Bugger, I won't be able to find it now. Wait till you see. Dang.
No phones in studio, by the way.
So annoying. But yeah, it was that. It wasn't even a please. So she got blocked. And you know, she mightn't have even been saying it in a bad way. But I was like,
yeah,
I'll use that filter if I want to use that filter. You won't tell me I can't. I just saw it, like, seriously, people. Gosh.
They're a lot crosser. I found over the last while, you know, and you can't block them on the radio.
So. No, that's what I love about Instagram. It's like, you're blocked.
So they come up, and because I had mentioned on the radio that our heat hadn't been working at home.
Mm.
So day two, a couple of texts come in to say, did you sort the heat out? Yeah. And I'd say, no. And then somebody said, we don't want to effing hear about your effing heat. Shut your effing mouth.
You are kidding.
And play the effing songs.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, people are definitely.
Yeah.
Backs are up.
Actually, I must search that number.
Yeah.
Looks familiar to yours.
Oh no, it wasn't me. I don't have time to be texting you.
I'm too busy.
So yeah, there you go. First person was blocked because I was like, no.
Yeah. No, we. That's why the block buttons are there.
Yeah, it's great.
So
when she goes looking for me, she'd be like, she must have got hacked again. She's gone.
Although these days, you turn up on everything. I mean, I really think you're trying to take over my life.
Why?
Because you were on my radio during the week.
I was.
And everybody was saying you were great and you sounded really natural. I was like, that's the training. It's the training.
Shut up, you. I am very natural.
They said, oh, she was wonderful. And in fact, even, and you thought I made this up. Hmm. Got text the next day. Who was that lovely lady that was on with the cookbooks? Yeah.
You just don't appreciate me, David. It's simple as that.
Who's that lovely lady?
And you may be blocked next.
I get the feeling I'm on a kind of a ticking time bomb here.
Fine now.
Right, what else have we got for you this week? Scary dream update. I had a horrendous one.
Okay.
Horrendous. And it actually has to do with my job. I couldn't open my mouth and speak. The words wouldn't come out. Yeah.
That's a horrible dream.
And when then they come out, the words were coming out all
gobbledygook.
Yeah. Not making sense. Oh. That can happen sometimes when you're doing a show. You can English can just escape you.
Yeah.
And you can trip over your words like I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. I was opening. Oh, so no. The song would finish. I'd open. Nothing.
Oh, that's horrible. That was
horrendous.
Not good.
Horrendous. Now, that might have led to a fairly bad week. I was saying my sleep is disastrous.
You're saying that, yeah.
Disastrous at the minute. I was awake an hour this morning and I was awake. So Saturday. I should sleep on a Saturday. I'm awake since 6.
Do you know what they say? About
you're getting old.
Yeah. The older you get, the more you sleep less. You need less sleep.
I did say to Jane, I said, I think I'm turning into your dad. I'm awake at 6 o'clock. Now then at 3 o'clock, I was like, if I could just go back to bed for 10 minutes.
It's horrible, yeah.
But in our house, they're putting up Christmas decorations today and we're going to have a big problem with the cats.
Yeah, the cat's not good in a tree. We had Rosie in our tree most last Christmas.
Is it Rosie the only one?
Oh, Bob doesn't go near it.
Yeah.
He's like hiding. But she's in the tree and it's so funny because all you can hear is jingle, 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 jingle. And you go out like the tree is a fig tree in the middle of the hall. It's about 12 foot high or 10 foot high. And it's balancing in a box on books. So it really wouldn't take a lot to tip it. And she's in the middle of the tree. Have a great crack.
Yeah, we have the Our Lady now. Even today when I took it out of the box, she decided to have a go at it.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of a pepper. That's all you have to do. And she'll
apparently white pepper.
Oh, put white pepper around it.
Well, they don't like white pepper. Apparently I never tried it.
Straight up. She's climbing the tree to the top. So
just put a star on her head and her
just
the
leave her there. And but you know what we're having in our house at the minute? We're having cat wars. Now, when I say at the minute, we've having cat wars since the second cat came.
Your cats don't like
it. You know, everybody said, oh, it's going to be great and they're going to get on with each other after a month.
It's not happening.
No, so cat wars. Okay, so here, I decided to record this morning. Can you hear it? Right, so that's one. I don't know where my microphone is or my little. Right. Yeah, so that's. She wants to get out. It's the older one. Okay? That's her now at one of my shoes.
Oh, the brat. Right?
Yeah. So then. I go, okay, hello. I'd open the door for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she's. No, and then I put the camera across and you can see the other one is staring at her. Right? So I open the door for her. Now, I don't know if we're going to get it. I hope we do. It's her final goodbye as she. So she's still giving out, right?
Yeah,
she's saying that bitch has ruined my life. So I open the door. It's her parting.
Oh no, she really doesn't like her.
And then the other one just stands there at the back door.
She really doesn't like her at all. Not good.
It's getting worse.
You're going to have to get rid of one of them. Oh, you had to get rid of one of them. Which one would you get rid of?
Both.
No, you have to pick one. Which one would you get rid of?
Oh, I couldn't do that. That's like asking me which kids are going to get rid of.
You have to pick one. Which one is it?
The older one.
The older one, yeah.
Who would you get rid of?
See, no.
No. Couldn't do that.
Ah, you see?
It was my question. What's your question?
I'm on tape now, and I'm going to, if one of my children hears this, they're going to hate me forever. Anyway, cat wars continues in our house.
Let us know if you have any cat wars or animal wars going on.
God. And then you have two dogs, we have a dog. And our dog, he's an outside dog, and he won't come inside. You could pay him €1 million, what you're about to yawn. She's about to yawn.
Sorry. I haven't sat down all day and I'm just about to sit down. I'm just about to fall down.
She's also wearing a coat and it's fairly
still
warm.
It's really cold. It's freezing. You know when you get so cold? Sorry, I've interrupted your story.
Our dog, anyway, he's outside and he's just looking in the window at us. And he won't come in. He's one of those who won't come in.
Yeah.
And you're just like, the weather is horrendous. And he's just looking in. I feel so sorry for him. Like,
they're animals. They're made for it. Like, if you go out and look... We're a bit like that with the horse. It's like, oh, it's raining and you've become an awful agent. You're up and down the hill with them every time it rains. But if you actually look at their fur and lift, they're soaked. But if you just separate their fur, they're totally dry underneath. They have the natural oils. So it's like, they're animals. They're fine.
They're happy. They're happy. Actually, you know, coming back to the sweets one, this is what happens, dear listener. We go around in circles because I'd written down here, who puts the wrappers back in the box in the Quality Street? Does anybody in your house, did you do it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do I like that?
It's like the tea bag in the sink. The wrapper back in the box.
What you want to say there? It's like the tea bag.
Right, we will move on. What else have we got? What else have you got? No, you're done.
Stars and Stripes and Lines and my name.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. I saw actually there was one on today. I wasn't watching it, but I just like, oh, it's cool. Good Christmas movies. There's really an opening for a good Christmas movie.
Willy Wonka.
And a good Christmas song.
Oh, there's a couple of, Ed Sheeran and Elton have released a Christmas song.
I heard about that, yeah. Yeah, Willy Wonka's a good one and...
Home Alone,
them ones. The original Home Alone.
Yeah, there's a new one out.
Sorry. I've been trying to stop that yawn. You're going to yawn now. And the old black and white ones.
Yeah, what... Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
What's that?
That is one of the best movies of all time. It's A Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just brilliant. Yeah, that's great. Mary Poppins.
Oh, she annoys me.
Yeah, super casual. Too happy. Fragilistic experience.
A bit too happy, no, not later.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, yeah, again, it's a bit musically.
Bit scary.
Musically.
Bit scary. In our house now, when I left this evening, as the tree was being put up, they're watching Mamma Mia. Oh my God!
I can't cope. No.
Well, we have to watch it because, as you know, our daughter is starring in Mamma Mia.
She's watching it and.
So she's watching it and learning
on repeat.
I'm going. Oh my God! I'm going to have to go to it and be very proud.
Stop talking.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
Digging a hole.
If you've got a favourite Christmas movie, share it with us online, on Instagram, on Twitter at Butler Podcast. Did you ever have the good room when you were at home? When you were younger, the good room.
The good sitting room.
Yeah. Did you have a good sitting room?
We had a good sitting room. Yeah.
Yeah, there was like it was the room that nobody was allowed into.
Yeah, with the good sitting room, and then we had like the Tudor room, which is so funny. It's called the Tudor room because it was like Tudor design themed, where you have the white ceiling and the black beams. You know that Tudor style.
Yes.
So it was called the Tudor room, which I think is so funny. like when people would come in, or friends, yeah, we'll go into the Tudor room. They'd be like, what room? But we had a B&B growing up, so if there was like a full house, that's where the guests went.
They went to the Tudor room.
They went to the Tudor room, and that was the like where you went in to watch your telly. Otherwise, it was in watching RTE News with Mum and Dad and watching what they were watching.
Yeah.
So you come home and you'd be like, oh, there's guests in the
Tudor room.
And you'd nowhere to go.
So oh my God.
To your room, if your room was free and they hadn't overbooked, and that was also containing
guests. Well?
Yeah, lots of times.
So if it was overbooked, they'd say, Sarah, you're out.
You're out, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. You'd have to go on the couch or...
On the couch. Well, you couldn't go on the couch because then there'd be... That was in the Tudor room. So you'd have to like sleep on a... Blanket somewhere on a floor in a family room or go stay with a sister who has a house.
Were you allowed to wear shoes around the house? Or did you have to take your shoes off?
I think we wore shoes in the house.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Wear them in my own house now.
Yeah, I know. We were take the good room, take your shoes off.
Really?
Yeah. And if they clean the good room, I'm talking about even today. If there's a room in the house that's been cleaned,
yeah,
like the roar and shout will be, nobody's allowed in that room,
yeah,
and nobody's allowed in there with shoes. No food in that room.
Oh yeah.
So the good, we had the good room. I mean, we were all squeezed into a tiny room.
And the good room was looking at you.
With a fireplace.
Yeah.
The good room was where Santa Claus used to come to the good room. And where the odd kind of guest would come and they could get to the good room.
In the good, with the tea and the good delf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the good biscuits.
The good delf and the good tea. Yeah. I think everybody gets the same cups in our house. Yeah, they're the same cups. But yeah, there was good delf, good. So we used to put on a show, obviously, for people.
Yeah, but so that's pure Irish.
It's like when you put on the phone voice.
Yeah.
1-4-2-3-4-7-2 Hello. Who's that? That's not my mother. That's not the way she talks. She's put on her phone voice.
I was told today I had to do that voiceover that you were helping me with, and I was told, I was playing it earlier. I was told you're doing that voice again. You put on a voice, but you kind of have to when you're pronouncing words, and you're not, and it's like the words they have. Ings and ands, and you have to kind of, as I said, like, you kind of do that.
You do naturally,
mean to do it, but you do.
Yeah, what should you do? That's another, she's trying to take over my job. You're making ads now as well. Jesus Christ. I'm out the door. But you do, you have to do that.
You do, don't you?
You have to pronounce the words.
And when you're trying to pronounce the words properly, you do tend to talk a little bit fancier.
You do, and what can happen sometimes is if you have a lot of words to say and you've only a particular time to get them into it,
really big annoying.
A lot of the radio stations, a lot of the local radio stations turn to me for that one, because I can do, I'm a good man for a fast read.
Okay.
So I can, if they were like, we need this.
He's a good man for a fast read. That could have gone anyway if you went gobbledygook.
So they'll say, oh, we know a man who'll get that into 15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to try and pronounce the words, and some of them you can be stumbling over. Yeah. So the good room is like the good voice that we use on the phone or when we're selling things on our various ways we sell things. Three things you would take to a deserted island.
Can it be like, can food as one be one thing? Or does it have to be?
This is like my three wishes. My last wish would be for three more wishes. Yeah.
Three items.
Three items.
Deserted island.
Deserted island.
Endless amounts of it.
Endless amounts of deserted island?
No, endless amounts of these items.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so all right. Like three ships coming with all of this.
Ah, Jesus, come on now. You're bringing the market. You're just bringing the house.
Potatoes.
So potatoes, okay.
And milk, because you could make cheese and you could make butter.
Yeah.
And wine. That'd be it. I'd like to bring music too if I could, but I could always say.
Yeah. Not your family though.
No.
Didn't bring my family with me.
You know, there's times you're just like, I put my earpods in because it's like, you just stop talking. Be quiet. I'm absolutely a loner. Like, I love being on my own.
Yeah, it's nice. It is nice.
I won't go in the morning to school. I'm so bad. I'm so mean. What is the panic in the morning? Breakfast. Did you brush your teeth? Did you take your tonic? Put your shoes on. Tie your laces. And then one run down the hall and it's like, come on. I'm coming. Come on. We're going to be late. Like, we have to go through at 8:30. And then they go and you're at the window going, bye, bye, love you, bye, waving out the window. And it's like, oh, God. Silence is golden. Oh, lovely. I love it.
Just a love. It's lovely getting home sometimes. You get home to the house and there's nobody there. You're like, oh,
love
I'm
that.
Lost to myself.
Love that. Yeah, quite happy on desert island with milk, spuds and wine. I'd be so happy.
Do you know what else I don't like? It's if somebody doing work in your house.
Yeah.
And you get home and they're there.
Yeah, really awkward.
Ruins me buzz altogether. Are you still here?
But then you're like, you kind of have to be nice because you want to get that job done because you were probably, you know, if it's a plumber or something that you've been waiting to come for ages. And you're like, is there anything else they can do while they're here? Johnny, will you have a look at that light there?
Yeah, that light. Yes, three things you would bring to
What would you bring?
I'd bring my family.
Good for you.
I'd bring you and leave you there.
Could I be on a nearby deserted island?
We could shout it over. Hey, have you any potatoes?
What else would you bring?
I don't know. I don't know, because you are. You're. I'd have to bring music.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to bring music. Oh, that would be something. Did you do your Spotify Wrapped this week?
What?
Did you do your Spotify Wrapped this week?
What does that mean?
I went too fast there. Did you do your... So, at the end of the year, Spotify send us...
Oh, well, your favourite
your
stuff.
So, your top five. Yeah. And they send you your favourite podcasts. And you're about to yawn again.
Sorry. If I just did one big one, it'd be fine.
You would do one big one.
Go on.
And also, it's a bit scary, really, because... You know, you're just listening to stuff there. And then they go...
Their data.
You listen to that song 365 times.
Know, and you're going,
oh my God. So I did my top five. Yeah. Number one was...
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Number two was Elbow.
Okay.
Number three was Ennio Morricone.
Yeah.
Number four was Doves. And number five was Glen Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know what it says about me, to be honest. Like, it's a bit eclectic. But then again, I don't pick the music because I put it on shuffle. It picks the music.
Yeah.
So it says, you listen to Foo Fighters 1,000,000,000 times.
Yeah.
Well, you picked it.
Yeah.
I just listened to it. And podcasts... Well, of course, I listen to our podcast.
Is that at the top of the list?
Yeah, it was top
three. You didn't answer the question. What are you bringing in the deserted island? Your family, music, and what else?
I don't know if I'm bringing my family. Then you have to feed them. I don't have potatoes. You have potatoes on the other island.
I've thought about all of this. My island would be way better crack than your island.
But you'd hear music from my island.
Well, I could
but
sing.
I'd hear you. Yeah, I'd hear you being really drunk singing.
Yeah, with a happy belly full of spuds.
Oh yes, but I would bring.
You would drink. What would you?
I would drink Buckfast.
What drink would you bring?
I
beer probably would be a good one if you were on a deserted island. It would have to be a sunny one.
Yeah, because I would drink too much wine too quickly.
Yeah, then you'd probably get sunstroke.
I'd be swimming over to you.
Swimming with the sharks.
Come on! I would bring probably a knife.
Oh, Jesus. Sure, you could pull a branch off a tree and pare it and do what your man did with the...
Oh, castaway, yeah.
Castaway.
I would bring matches.
Yeah.
For heat.
But sure, it took him. I didn't take him that long to figure out how to do the fire. Would you not bring food? Maybe.
We're sending him the potatoes
like
over.
If you have one food to bring, what would you bring?
Oh, for me, potato.
Potato.
Potato, yeah. Okay. I love my potatoes.
Yeah.
Potato. That's the other thing I was meant to say to you.
What?
Because, and I thought I'd written it down, but I didn't. I didn't have it written down. I thought I'd written it down. Am I looking at the right episode at all?
David's got his little notebook here.
I have, yeah. You're in the bad books. I've stopped weighing myself.
Well, it's never a good thing to weigh yourself.
Yeah, but I've become a bit obsessed with weighing myself.
But you do, yeah. You should throw your weighing scales out, 100%.
Yeah, I stopped weighing myself. I said, that is it, because you're fat shaming yourself.
That's terrible. You know yourself in your clothes.
Yeah.
It's not good to weigh yourself at all. I completely disagree with that.
Yeah.
And
so
not
I've
good
stopped.
To have too many mirrors in your house either.
I've stopped. Well, the mirror thing wouldn't bother me, but the weight thing.
Yeah.
So I said, nope, not doing it anymore.
Good.
Because you become obsessed by it. I'm lighter in the morning. I'm heavier in the evening. Okay. I had a big weekend eating loads of stuff.
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so I've decided, no.
No to the scales.
No weighing myself anymore. That'll probably change. But
well, I love that you've just decided to do this 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I think for anybody...
Did you have a weighing scales growing up?
We probably did, you know, but I can't remember weighing myself or ever being worried about weight.
Yeah.
That only happened in the last 25 years.
Oh, God.
And it actually started where I didn't make a conscious decision to say, I'm not going to weigh myself anymore. Yeah. I just stopped. Yeah. I went, geez, I haven't weighed myself in like 3 weeks.
I wouldn't have a clue what I weighed.
Oh, I know what I weigh. Well, I know what I weighed the last time I weighed.
And is your weighing scale a digital one, so it gives exactly, or is it the one with the little line?
Oh, it's the little line, and it gives pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gives, you know, exactly in pounds if you've gone up a
really
pound, down
a
pound.
It's really not a good idea to weigh yourself. It definitely messes with your head.
Yeah.
We don't have a weighing scale, we never did.
No, and in fact, you will find that if you weighed yourself and you're heavier than you thought you would, you'd probably use food as a bit of
completely. You go in and have cake.
Yeah, you say, well, I'm just going to have this cake. I might as well now.
Tomorrow. No, not the weighing scales.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. I've stopped weighing myself.
Absolutely.
And for anybody who's listening to us who weighs themselves a lot, stop weighing yourself and just be happy in your... Particularly the times we're living in.
Yeah.
Life is tough.
It's no cracked, you know. I think people are kind of beginning to realise that this is not going away.
No.
And it's like, I was going to shop the last day And like people with masks everywhere. Remember in the beginning where it was like, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm going to look like a plunker. And now it's totally normal.
And it's our children, the kids. We see the kids coming out of school with masks.
Crazy. Do you know what else I was thinking? It's going to knock the crack out of the Irish. The next generation won't have the crack because they won't have the pub and they won't have the concerts.
Yeah.
So we're just going to become boring, bland people.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
yeah.
And like unemotional because these kids are like used to seeing eyes only.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like.
So I stopped weighing myself.
Yeah,
but the other thing,
too much.
The other thing I've stopped doing is stop listening to the news.
Yeah, you have to.
Because it's just, they're obsessed with how bad it can get.
Yeah, I know. It's totally scaring people.
It is. You're looking at figures that don't mean anything to you, but are frightening the shite out of you at the same time.
Yeah. You just can't think about it too much. You just have to, you know, I was watching a girl, she's in Ballinan, the navigational coach, and she was on, and she has a really cool journal. I'm actually going to get a couple for Christmas. And it's all about focusing on the moment. All you can control right now is what you're doing, which is the podcast, and don't be thinking about tomorrow or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, it was funny, things that kind of pop up on your feed when you need them. Because I was kind of panicking about something or other. And it was so true. I was like, all you can do is worry about now.
Yeah.
And it's just to bring your mind back to the present moment.
Yeah, grounding yourself.
As that sounds.
No, it's grounding yourself.
I think we really need to do that now.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know? And I think if you go back through the last couple of episodes, we've touched on these subjects. It's where you can become overwhelmed really, really quickly. Whether it's your own personal life, whether it's what's going on in the world.
Mm.
I mean, if I think about our children, so we'll say our children range from 9 to 15.
Mm.
When I was 9 years of age, did
yeah.
I know what was going on? I probably didn't know who the Taoiseach was at 9 years of age.
Yeah.
I think I was outside playing football most of the day.
Off on a bike.
It didn't concern me. I didn't know who the President of America was, didn't know any of that kind of stuff. And you think of the knowledge that they have these days.
Yeah.
And what's on their hands and what they're looking at and the feeds that they have and all the stuff that they have to deal with. And we find it overwhelming. What's it going to be like for them in a few years' time? It's just no switch-off point.
Or they could become very resilient people.
Well, yeah,
they can deal
maybe.
With anything because they were the pandemic children.
Well, that's true.
So if there's like a nuclear bomb, they'd be like, that's okay.
We can tell our listeners a funny story because we always like to tell humorous stories. What? And because this week our children have started wearing their masks in national school.
Yeah.
So you and I were waiting for our kids one day and your first arrived out and he took off his mask. And it looked like he had a black eye.
Proper bruise on his cheek.
Big, kind of purpley.
I was like, what happened, ya? What did you, man?
Nothing.
Come here. And I grabbed him and I spat on my thumb and was rubbing his face.
Joseph went, you nearly got licked, he said.
I know.
I said, but that's the way mothers clean their children. Yeah. You've often got licked too.
But
it wouldn't come off when you were licking it.
It wouldn't come off. And I was like, Thomas, did you bang into someone? It was right on his cheekbone. So I went off going, I don't know.
Yeah, and then your daughter arrives. And she has exactly the same bruise on her cheekbone in exactly the same place.
So it turns out my husband, Mr. Organized, had labelled with a blue biro the inside of their masks with their initials. And that's why my two kids are going around looking like they were battered. And I'm waiting for a call now from children's authorities.
It was so funny. Yeah. But at least you know they wore their masks.
They did,
because they had two big purple
hilarious.
Cheeks.
Very funny.
It was great. Ready for our quick fire questions for this week?
Yep.
I've only got a couple, not too many. Black pudding or white pudding?
White. Can't get over the blood thing in the black. I love it, but I just can't. I can't.
If you know your black pudding, like, you know the Jack and Eddie's do wonderful black
pudding. Yeah, they do a fab one.
And there's a couple of local ones around here that are just amazing. And the white pudding, am I right in saying white pudding is vegetarian? Like, you can eat, if you're a vegetarian, you can eat white pudding.
I think there is pork.
Is that better than me?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have told those vegetarians that then.
They don't like me anyways, it's fine.
But,
more vegetarian dishes, please. No.
But the black pudding, if you don't know your black pudding, sometimes you could regret it.
You could really regret it. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, no. I love black pudding, but it's a bit like the tongue thing and the liver thing. Like, I really want to make my own pate, but I just don't know if I can do the liver thing.
Ooh, making your own pate.
I love pate. It's quite easy to make as
pate
well.
Pate on a, you know, we grew up eating, like, in the posh times, Christmas, we'd have pate on a cracker. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
I never knew what pate was.
I know
what pate is now.
Yeah.
Here's a good one for you. Would you... I know my answer to this straight away. Would you snitch on your best friend for a crime that they committed? Or would you go to jail for the crime that they committed?
Snitch on them. I'm not
straight away. I'd be snitcheroo.
Funny one for you, actually. somebody drove into a wall out where we live, and it wasn't me before we started. It wasn't me. But I was talking to another neighbour, and I was like, what happened? Johnny's wall. Somebody drove into it, and they drove off in the middle of the night. I was like, I totally do that.
Oh.
She was like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. I'd have to go back and say, look, I drove into your wall.
And you were like, no, I'd be gone.
No, I'd be gone. Would you be gone?
I think I'd be gone. Yeah.
How would our listeners do?
I'd be gone. And actually, there's one right outside our house. Mm. Somebody went in over the side, and they went well down. No one in the neighbours, all the neighbours are asking me, do you know who did that or who went in there?
No way.
Nobody knows.
So there could be still a body.
There could be the same people that went into the wall over your house.
Yeah, maybe it was.
No, I'd say nothing. Yeah, I'd say nothing.
So what would you do? Would you snitch?
Oh, snitchy roo!
Yeah.
I'm not going to jail for my friends.
No, me neither.
They're lovely people, but I'm not going to jail for them. Oh, I'm straight away. It was you. You did it.
What if it was your wife? That's a better question.
I'm still snitching.
Okay, all right. You're into so as well now not to go home. Your cat's gone. you're snitching on your wife.
I've alienated my whole family in one podcast. What would you do? Would you snitch on them or would you... would you do the time for them now?
Do you know... How long is it going to be like?
I know. You see, you're into particulars.
I'm just saying that to make you feel look bad. No, snitch away, he'll be grand. He'll be able to figure a way to break out.
He's tough. He can break. Prison won't be a problem for him. He'll make friends. Putting up the Christmas tree or taking it down?
Oh, putting it up. Taking it down is torture.
Yeah. Putting it up is a bit of a pain in the hole as well, though.
Yeah, it is.
Christmas surprise or know what you're getting?
I like a surprise.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Yeah.
It's a hamper.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I suppose when it comes to, like, these days now when we do the family one, I get the text straight away. What do you want?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I you're know. Going, and what here, size are you?
I've bought my present for you to give to me. Yeah. That stage now. Yeah.
But you do have to have a surprise.
Yeah, there's
always I bought something today for, and the price of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm shocking.
No.
And you know the way they gave me the option of the three.
I'm to jail now. There are a lot of them.
They get said, there's this one.
All right. Oh, this one or the bigger one.
There's this one. And you're going like, I can't go
I'm
for gonna the small
like
one.
I'm going to look like a shit husband if I buy the small one.
So I'm going to have to go for the big one.
Somebody was telling me a story recently. They were selling a treadmill. And the husband came in. Oh, it's for the wife now. Yeah, she needs to lose a bit of weight. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
That is
ridiculous. No, I know what I'd be doing with him and his treadmill.
Shaken Stevens or White Christmas is our final one this week.
White Christmas.
So the classic, Bing Crosby.
I do like the Shaken Stevens one as well.
Yeah, we like the jumpers.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. Have you a Christmas jumper yet? Sorry.
No. I don't know if I've ever had a Christmas jumper.
You're not.
No. Oh, no, I've never had a Christmas jumper.
There you go, you'll have to do that now this year.
We'll have to do a podcast with our Christmas jumpers on at some stage. But yeah, when we were, there's a channel on the TV for putting up your Christmas
tree.
That's
right, it's a Christmas channel.
Yeah, so it says putting up your Christmas tree music.
No way.
Yeah, we did it on today, so it was all the classics.
Cool.
And I couldn't believe that the kids knew every word to Last Christmas.
Really?
Every single word of it, yeah.
Wow.
And then there was David Bowie come on with Bing Crosby, which is just a beautiful song.
Oh, that's a lovely one, yeah.
And
it depends on the mood.
It depends. Yeah, the classic ones, the Frank Sinatras, the Bing Crosbys, the Andy Williams, they are lovely.
But the Mariah Carey's then, Carey's.
The Mariah Carey. She's a love lust, I know. I love Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is on Westmore Road, and your man, Paul McCartney, from down Derry Wash.
If it was, you love that particular song, the Frog Chorus song, and it is a lovely song.
Yeah.
But Shaken Stevens' Merry Christmas, Everyone is a great one, too, and that kind of brings us back to when we were much, much younger. That's it.
Sinead.
What are we going to call this week's episode? Sarah's really, really tired.
Cats and yawns and deserted islands.
Cats, yawns and deserted islands.
There you go.
Go with that. Cats, yawns and deserted islands will be available.
And we're going to do a live before Christmas. We'll get our Christmas jumpers
and
do a live.
We have 2 weeks to Christmas.
Yeah, but sure, all you do is go live and throw it up there in the windowsill and they can talk away to us.
So we do it here?
Yeah.
So, and what you just put your phone up.
I'll just put my phone up there. They can see us all.
Oh, and people, and we can interact back with them.
Yeah, and we can talk to them and see what they're saying. See, or they could just sit and look at us. Go,
lovely, dear listener. I don't do the Instagram thing.
Yeah.
I nearly did one day. I was like, I'm going to sign up because I'm missing so much in the world. And then I thought,
no,
I'm too
busy. You see enough of me, you don't want to see any more of me.
Well, I was like, I couldn't be dealing with it. Like, I came off Facebook and it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop weighing myself and came off Facebook.
Oh, God. David's writing a self-help book for next Christmas.
But I can see the power and the success that you've had. Mm. And maybe I should get on it.
There you go.
On the bottom
get
ladder
a bit
there,
of competition.
There. Might start bringing out different, not books, but something. What could I bring out?
I've actually a few ideas of things that I want to do next.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We'll talk.
I think they're really cool, but I can't tell you.
Can you tell me when we finish recording? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you want to get involved with we would love to hear from you. You can send an email. Oh, by the way, we have a couple of things, emails out and little comments that I didn't get through this week. We'll get to maybe some next week. You can send an email to sarahbutlerathome@gmail.com. You'll find Sarah on Instagram, Sarah Butler at Home Official, or on any radio station in the country these
Shut
days.
Up. Actually, if there's any radio stations, maybe in the Galway area, let me know.
Oh, I know somebody in Galway. Yeah. I can do that one, yeah. Yeah. I can get on to somebody there. Yeah. And you can all watch. Oh, yeah. At Butler Podcast is our Twitter handle as well.
Yes.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.